Welcome.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم to everybody out there watching online. It's a pleasure to have you with us. The 12th juz of the Quran is what we cover tonight in the beautiful recitation by Sheikh Asim and Dr. Saleh. And it is indeed gets into Surah Al-Yusuf. It covers Surah Al-Hud and Surah Al-Yusuf, and Surah Al-Yusuf happens to be one of my favorite surahs of the Quran. Such an enormous number of lessons and powerful concepts that are conveyed in that surah. What we just heard covers a lot of different sort of classic stories that we hear in the Quran, from Prophet Noah, Prophet Saleh, Prophet Lut, Prophet Hud, Prophet Shu'aib, Prophet Moses, Prophet Yusuf, and Prophet Jacob. And may God's peace and blessings be upon them all. And, you know, the basic theme is, as we're reading here, that Allah sends his prophets and his messengers as a grace, as a mercy, and to better humankind. And there's also a theme here in this juz that people rejected that grace, rejected that mercy, and as a result, they earned a punishment from God. And Surah Al-Yusuf, we learn about the trials and tribulations of Yusuf, and also Prophet Jacob. And so here is where I want to sort of focus in on Prophet Noah and what happened with Prophet Noah and with Prophet Jacob, peace be upon them both. There are similarities, there are parallels in both of their stories that we find here in this juz. Let me first talk to the story of Prophet Noah, ahlaihi wassalatu wassalam, and I want to paint the picture, paint the scene of when he has just completed his ark. He's loaded the ark with all his animals. The rain has started to fall. The storm has started to whip up the waves. And now it is time to get on the boat. It is time to get on the boat to come to safety. When now the floods are starting to take place. And Noah had a son, and his son was not on the boat. He was on the shore. And he told his son, my son, and I'm going to paraphrase the part of the Surah Al-Hud that goes through the story. But essentially he tells his son, okay, come on, it's time, my son. And he calls him Ya Bunaya. He calls him by a very sort of tender way. He says, come, my son, it's time for you to join. And his son essentially rejects the idea. He says, basically, dad, look, I'm good. I'm going to hang out here on shore. I'm going to go up to a mountain and I'll be fine. I'm going to hang out with the other people. And the other people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about in the Quran are people who are not of the believing folk, not of the believers that Noah was trying to convey the message to. His son decided to participate and be with those folks instead of with his father and the believing community. And so the rain came, the storm came, and then lo and behold, what happened? His son was killed. His son died in the storm. And of course, this pained Noah. This pained his soul. And he cried out to God. God had told him, and it says in an earlier verse here, God told Noah to take your family to the ark. And he tells him all, place on the ark all those who believe. And Noah cries out to God. He said, oh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my son, my dear son, he was my family. And you had asked me and you had told me to bring my family on board, and why did he not come on board? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, he gives this very strong rebuke to Noah. He said, Noah, look, your son was not of your family, spiritually speaking. He wasn't a believer. His soul was not of that of the believers. And furthermore, he was unrighteous in his conduct. And this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and thou shalt not ask of me anything. He's saying this to Noah. Thou shalt not ask of me anything where you don't have any knowledge. In other words, Don't ask of me something that you really don't know about. I, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I know that which is al-ghayb, which is the unseen. And so it's an admonishment. And he says, behold, I admonish you this, Noah, lest you become one of those who are unaware of what is right. SubhanAllah, this is God subhanahu wa ta'ala talking to a prophet, admonishing him, telling him, hey, even as a prophet can swerve to what is unright. Who are we as common believers, as just plain servants of Allah? We have to do that much more to maintain our steadfast rope and hold to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Noah says in response, oh Allah, grant me forgiveness and bestow your mercy upon me. Please do so, and then if you don't, I shall be among the lost. So here we have a story of Noah, a father who has lost his son in ways that we can't understand. And there's a lesson in that I'll talk about here in just a moment. And then the other part, the parallel that I want to sort of draw is the story of Jacob. May God's peace and blessings be upon him. Now, Jacob had his 12 sons. He was the father of Yusuf. So the Jews moves into Surat al-Yusuf, and the majority of the story is about Prophet Yusuf. And Prophet Yusuf's father was Jacob, a direct descendant of Ibrahim, peace be upon him. And so Jacob had 12 children. One of his children was Yusuf. And the other 11 children were all jealous of Yusuf. They all saw him as being their father's favorite. And this jealousy, this shaitan, if you will, that they had in their souls, grew to such an extent that they plotted to kill him. They plotted murder. And their father, Jacob, saw this. They saw this in the nature of how his children were behaving. Such that one day when the 12 of them, the other 11, if you will, said, you know, we're going to go out, and we're going to go out into the desert, and we're effectively going to just play, if you will. And Jacob sort of had a sixth sense about it, if you will, and understood that, hey, if you take Yusuf, I'm fearing that you're going to do something bad to Yusuf. And the other children responded, no, we're not going to do anything like that. We're here to protect him, essentially. And he had a sense that something bad was about to happen. And sure enough, they took him out into the desert. They took him out and they essentially attempted murder. That's what you would call nowadays, attempted murder. They threw him down a well. And from their perspective, they thought that they had gotten rid of him, that they had murdered him. Yusuf is in the well. The 11 brothers come back and back to Jacob. And they come and they fake these tears. They fake this sadness. They fake this trauma that, oh my God, you know, Dad, you won't believe this, but the wolves came and got Yusuf and they ate him up. Look, we have his shirt here and it's covered with blood. And as some of the narrations goes, the shirt was covered by goat blood. And the other thing was that some of the other narrations, the shirt wasn't even torn, meaning that if a wolf came and ate him up, why wouldn't the shirt have been torn? So it was a very poor plotting and execution, if you will, of an attempt of a murder. And Jacob saw that right away. And he became distressed. He became aggrieved. He became so saddened and cried so much that his eyes swelled up that you couldn't see the white of his eyes anymore. And Jacob responded as he was, as the Quran tells us, and he tells his children, his other 11 children, look, it is of your own mind that you have made such a terrible happening seem a matter of little account to you. Like, hey, you think this is not a big deal. This is an incredibly big deal. But as for myself, patience in adversity. Patience in adversity is most goodly in the sight of Allah, and it is to God alone that I pray to give me strength to bear this misfortune. which you have described to me. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. So here you have Noah, who has lost a son, Jacob, who has lost a son. Their souls have been, and there are parallels in that regard, right? And their souls have been crushed by the loss of their children. In the case of Noah, in both of these cases, actually, in both Noah and Jacob. And by the way, Dr. Saleh, how am I doing on time? I have about maybe 5 more minutes, something like that. 4 more minutes. Okay. A couple of things. Number one, you look at the behavior of Jacob's children, and you look at the behavior of Noah's son. And for those of us who are parents, it should provide a lesson to us that our children are their own souls. We cannot control our children. Once they get to a certain age, we cannot dictate to them. We cannot even guide them. In the case here, you have two prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who had issues guiding their children aright. And so that should be a lesson to us as parents, that is a challenge that we will also face. And that, how did they respond? Of course, they did their work to help guide and to try and guide and to try and admonish and remind. But when things weren't going their way, patience was the order of the day. And for the youngsters and the teenagers and the young adults who may be listening, both in the story, particularly in the story of Noah, Noah's son, who he decided to hang out with, is a lesson for us youngsters, and I'll include myself in the youngsters still, who we decide to hang out with, who we choose to hang out with, can have some very serious consequences in life, either good or bad. Make your choices carefully. There's the hadith that if you hang out with the blacksmith, you tend to get burned. And so the overarching lessons that I take away from this story are that, as for us as parents, that patience is the order of the day when you're facing this uncertainty. And so there's a parallel to this coronavirus issue in the sense that we're dealing with a very difficult, a very uncertain situation that was foisted upon us that we had no intention of having to deal with. And so patience is the order of the day. And then finally, our family can sometimes be the greatest sources of joy, but also sources of tests. And when they are the sources of tests or the sources of joy, we have to pause our emotions, pause our anger in certain cases, and understand the lessons being taught and how we can grow. Thank you very much. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.